GMG Cleaners.
Hey, Eugene, this is Nico.
Hey, Nico, how's it going?
Good, how you been?
Oh, swamped.
Oh, hey, yeah, I just wanted to check in with you and see, you know, what the plans are, if you're still moving forward with your renovations and if there's any way we can help out with the funding.
Actually, you know what? That was actually, we were actually talking about you yesterday because one of our machines are going down, but we wanted to kind of find out the pricing and all that, what we would be spending, and so I said, okay, great. Well, I guess I'll be filling out the forms now. So, if you could, maybe
I can resend you because last time it was the working capital application for the renovation portion. But if you have a specific machine, we can get you on the equipment financing program. Are you familiar with equipment financing?
I'm familiar with it.
Essentially, Eugene, think of it as your typical car loan. We set it up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and then the interest rates are in the single digits.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, what type of a piece are you looking at? What type of equipment is this?
Oh, it's a shirt press machine. Roughly running about 35-40 grand.
35 to 40 grand.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you guys like been looking at new pieces? Or are you going to try and find a used one?
No, we've actually explored the route of a used one, and actually there's none on the market right now.
Okay, so it's kind of harder to find, huh?
So yeah, it looks like we'll be purchasing a new one.
Okay. Okay. Do you have like a specific vendor that you're going through? I know you guys just recently talked about it, so everything figured out.
Yeah, we're still exploring a couple options because we're looking at three different models.
Okay.
And so we're trying to narrow it down. We were able to look at one of them up close.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are scheduled for late next week to take a look at.
Yeah.
And from there, I think we'll probably decide on which model we'll go with, and then figure out the financing and all that. So
of course. So this new shirt press, how's it going to affect the business? Since it's going to be replacing one, right, that you currently have, is it going to become more efficient?
Definitely.
Okay, so the one of the main reasons that you're trying to get a new one is to increase efficiency. So does it pump out like new, I guess, more shirts per job, or how does it work?
Yes. So currently we're processing about 40 shirts an hour.
Okay.
This is supposed to get anywhere from 50 to 60 an hour. And,
wow. Okay.
The machine itself is a little more energy saving, so we're not using as much power and steam in the machine. So
it's going to cut down on costs essentially.
Correct.
This kind of maybe throwing it out, it's probably a little early for it, but with around 20 shirts put in per hour that it can press, have you been able to quantify how much that's going to get you, like on a return on investment? Like how much more money will that make you, 20 more shirts?
Yeah, no, press? I haven't actually since, we actually just decided about a day or two ago.
Okay. I was just curious to see how that's going to help out. And I know that will probably come when you actually figure out which piece exactly you're looking for.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, definitely, you know, we'll look at the numbers and see, you know, what the benefit will be, how much productivity will increase, and, you know, overall bottom line. You know, how much you benefit from it.
Exactly. Because ultimately, that's the whole point of bringing on a new machine, right? If it can even pump out 20 more shirts per hour, that's 20 more shirts, 20 more clients getting a satisfied product, you know?
Exactly. Definitely.
And that means more money in your pocket, which always makes a smile on your face, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely agree.
All right, Eugene, here's what I'll do. I'll call you, how about the end of next week, next Friday? Around the same time. I don't want to send over the application yet until like you've figured out which piece you're going to get so that we can like sit down and talk about it a little more in depth. Is this a good time to call you? Does 11 o'clock work usually?
I would probably say when it's a little less hectic, roughly around anywhere after 3.
After 3?
Usually a better time.
All right, I'm marking that down over here on my end. All right, I'll call you next Friday after 3 o'clock, and we can talk then, and you know, get the ball rolling and see what we can do. So just to clarify, you're not going to be doing the financing for the renovations. You would rather do the equipment financing, or do you want to do both?
Good question. I mean, we could do both. Yeah, we really didn't think too far. I mean, the renovation for the facility itself isn't too bad, but
yeah,
of
how
course,
much
you know?
You said you were getting the quotes on everything. How much did it end up getting quoted for?
Roughly about 10.2, I think, somewhere around
okay.
there.
Okay, not too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, if you are looking at something where you don't want to have money out of pocket and you'd rather do financing for it, and you know, of course, like you said, you wanted to talk to your wife about it and everything, kind of just lay out the options, see what works best for you guys there. Why don't you take the weekend to discuss that with her and see if, you know, you'd like to move forward with both programs, and then when I give you a call back on Friday, we can kind of separate everything out. We'll talk about how the working capital program works and then how the equipment financing can help. That sound like a good plan?
Yeah, definitely. That sounds great.
Okay, I will do that. You take the weekend, talk about it over with her, and I'm going to follow up with you guys next Friday.
All right, appreciate it, Nico.
All right, Eugene, of course. You all take right. care, and good luck,
you
and
too.
Have a fun weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.